Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. Thanks for being with me today. Thanks for being here. And we're going to talk and play today about experiencing life on the other side of fear, on the other side of all your doubts, concerns, worries, all those things. And if you've worked with me before, you know that fear, there's only fear and peace when we get down to the black and white of energy. It's either positive or negative, right? There's not all this in-between that we've created through words and programming of the 3D world and how we speak. But today, I want to talk about experiencing life. And let's just breathe in for a moment. Go into your heart center, your belly. Just really connect to you. Let your shoulders go. Just release. And let the mind just wander for a moment. And wonder what it would feel like. What life would look like. What would you be doing? What would you not be doing? What's going on in this life outside of fear, outside of worry, and doubt, and shame, and all these things, these labels that hold us back, that hold the energy of a negative, right, of a less than, that holds in our cells, that holds in our memories. And we're going to start clearing out the cellular memory today at the cellular DNA level and opening up some DNA. But right now, just imagine, what would you be doing if you could do anything? You have unlimited possibilities, unlimited everything at your fingertips right now. For those of you that write, you may not want to write down your story as we go through this. Some of you just visualize and feel the story. Maybe you hear what you're doing. Use all your senses, your sensory, your imagination, taking you back to a child, maybe when you were 2 or 3 or 4, when your imagination was on and strong. Maybe it's strong today and you're that creative mind that creates a manifest. But for most of us, we've gotten into a storyline that no longer works for us. And we're going to release storylines. And I'm going to tell you why it's going to be easy to release storylines right now in this time on Earth. But right now, just for a few moments, play in that energy. Play in that energy. What would you be doing? Would you be traveling? Would you be writing? Would you be the owner? Would you be on a beach? Where would you be? What would you be doing? And really feel it in your body that you're doing it now. Maybe you're swimming. Maybe you're creating or inventing or playing your favorite instrument. Or you're in a large audience. Or there's just you. It can be whatever you want it to be. Put colors in there. Your beautiful colors. Whether you like sparkle or maybe like more of a matte. Whatever that is, make this your playtime outside of fear, outside of anything that says have to, outside of worry. What happens when you let your mind go there? Remember to breathe. What happens is your mind believes you're there. Did you feel that? You get it? Your mind thinks you're playing that. Do you know when you were a child and you were playing house or cook or restaurant or whatever? You totally believe you were that person. You were playing that part, that role, your way. From the dialogue to the setup to the scene. Maybe you were one of those that brought your parents in and served them dinner. Or lay down, I want to play, I'm going to be the doctor, you're the sick child, right? Whatever you played as a child. Whatever you played gives you awareness to your purpose on earth. Because you already came in knowing why you came. It's just that you bought into other people's belief systems that life has to be this way or you have to do this and you've got to do this and all these have to, coulds, and must, right? And they're just beliefs. They're simply beliefs that you're buying into. But what we're going to do today on the show is we're going to clear that energy. We're going to clear that negativity. We're going to open up into new realms, because in the new realms, you can let go of disease. If you read the description of the show today, I really touched on the fibromyalgia, the anxiety, the depression. These mental illnesses that happen in our mind are all fear-based. Chemically, yes, because your chemicals change when fear enters your body, just as easy as your chemicals change when peace enters your body. There's always an action, right? There's always a connection of chemical with emotion. Your body, your chemical body, your mind body, right? It all runs together in oneness. But the disconnect comes when you buy into a story, and then that story becomes your truth, and then that truth gets locked in your cellular memory. Do you know when you talk about muscle memory, and, you know, do you ever drive somewhere and like, how did I get here? I don't even remember turning left or right. Well, guess what remembered? Yeah, your muscles, your memory, your mind already knew it. Your mind knew how to get there, right? Because you've been there before, or you're just in the mode and you just know where you're going. How many things do you do outside of awareness, of consciousness, thinking, oh, I need to do this, 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 and this, right? So those fear stories, they build in your body. If you worry over yourself or others, or worry about finances, or worry about worry, you know, some people just worry to worry because they need something to do with their mind. But the truth is, the more you stay in that creative state, you stay out of chronic fatigue, because it takes a lot of energy to hold worry, to hold fear. You have to actually hold it, right? It actually gets held in your muscular. That's where the fibromyalgia comes in, because you're holding such a story. You're holding such tension at a deep level that now it's affecting you. And we're going to release that today. If you create chronic fatigue, it's because your body can, you've suppressed so much energy that you can't stay awake, right? You just feel tired, drained, no interest. Because your body, your energy is focusing on keeping all this suppressed so you can be okay. And the truth is, you got to let it out, and you got to let it go, so that you can create in your new way, that you can feel happiness and joy and peace. And if you are in one of those disease positions, but you get a fleeting moment of peace or a fleeting moment of laughter, what does that do? It changes the whole chemical. It changes your whole being. For that moment, you were light enough to laugh. For that moment, you were aware enough to grasp it, right? Sometimes depression takes you clear out that you can't even grasp concepts. And that's what we want to talk about. We want to alleviate the mind from this tightness, from this resistance. It's a resistance in your energy field. So you feel like you're having to push to get everything done or pull yourself through. That's because you're in a story that's not in peace. There's a secondary gain. Some people feel like they're motivated by the fear of not having, and they push, 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 and those people usually what end up with disease, right? Because you're pushing against something. We didn't come down, we didn't come in our bodies for strength. We didn't come in our bodies to see how strong we were, how much resistance we could hold. That's what the world, that's when you lose yourself, because you're in that resistance of fear of what happened and what's going to happen. And so right now I'm going to start attuning and activating some energy right through your body. We're going to start clearing the core of you, every cell, clear down to the mitochondria of your DNA, and I'm just aligning your mind right now into this state. And some of you may feel this. You may feel tingling. You may feel heaviness. You may feel lightness. Some of you may not feel anything at all. It's still working. Don't worry. Still working. Still receiving. And even if you're like, oh, I'm not sure I want to let go, just give it a try. You could always bring back worry. You can always bring back your comfort zone. But let's play outside of that to say, what if there wasn't any fear? Do you realize you were born with two fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises? So a lot of your stories that you hold in your body are held in failed. Isn't that pretty close to fall? Failing, not succeeding, falling, hurting. Like, look at all that connection, right? And we want to release that to say there is no failure. And the reason your body keeps you a fear of falling is what? So you don't break bones, so you catch yourself, right? But it has nothing to do with your experience of what you came here to create through your joy, through your happiness. It's an innate. It was given to you. Almost like the animals have a fear of loud noises, right? They have a fear of falling. We have that innate sense of protection. Yes, you already came in with that. You didn't have to learn it. You just responded to it. Remember as a child, someone clapped their hands or someone dropped a pan, then the baby goes, wah, right? What is that? It's a fear. It's a reaction. Drops up next to a dog and they scramble off. It's not because they don't know what you drop. They hear that vibration, right? They hear that noise. And the body reacts to it because it was programmed to. Everything is programmed, whether it's innate programming or whether it's you buying into other people's programming as you did as a child. We're coming to that age of where people are starting to feel for themselves, understand themselves so much that old ways, old paradigms aren't working anymore. They're breaking down. They're breaking the barriers. And that's why right now in this time on Earth, it's very easy to jump timelines, which simply means get out of one story, go into another. Without all this, some people think you have to get rid of all of this to experience this. And the truth is you just need to make a choice what you're going to put your attention on, what you're going to put your energy into. Because when you put your energy into something else, you've taken it away from something else, right? Or if you're trying to serve two masters, you're going to split the energy. And then you're going to be in constant confusion, constant battle, right? Do you realize there's people on earth still trying to please their parents and their parents of Christ? Is that you? Are you that person that's still trying to appease their boss when you know it's never going to be enough? When do you stop and bring self-love in? And that energy's still running because I can feel some of you shifting. Just let it shift. When do you stop and come into you? And be present with you and play with you, right? What do you want to play today? Wake up tomorrow morning and say, what am I going to play in today? What's going to be creative, fun, and free for me? It could still be the job that you go to, but you go in with a new perspective. It could be everything you already had in alignment, but you're just going in with fun instead of heavy or I don't want to be here or whatever that is, right? Just saying I don't want to be here, you feel your body go back or down. Yeah, and now say, I want to be here. I want to be here right now. Look how quick that changed, and it was only in your wording. That's what I'm telling you. This is so simple. We make it complicated. I watch practitioners, healers all the time making the simple complicated because we're taught that. We're taught that in school. We're taught that through life. We're taught that in many realms. But we're also taught we have a mind of our own. Yes, we're fully connected to others, but you still have free will and free choice. And choices are simple and easy if you allow them to be. Change is simple and easy if you allow it to be. But what happens is before we get a chance to change or before we get a chance to experience, this dialogue starts in our head, right? It comes in symbols. It comes in words. It comes in your knowing. And it's like, oh, you better not do that, blah, blah, blah. Look what happened to so-and-so when they did that. Well, you're not them, right? Remind yourself, I'm not them. But that, look how that just story, if you just followed that, your body tightened up, didn't it? Look at that. That's how easily feeling is. That's how easily you can be influenced if you're not in awareness of your own energy. What's this moment doing to me? What's this moment creating for me? Where do you move that? Where do you take that? And how would you simply experience life? In flow of joy, peace, happiness. Take a breath. Take a deep breath and shift. We're shifting and aligning into that timeline that is for you now that says experience love, joy, and peace. You are totally supported by your beliefs in all ways. whether they're good beliefs or bad beliefs, they support you. And you have beliefs in there that you justify just because you don't want to change or because you don't want to know anything new. This is what I believe since I was 5, and that's the way it's going to be. Okay, wow. Pretty shallow, right? Pretty depth, though. Yeah. How deep do you need to go to be with you? When can you go below the surface of the beliefs or above the surface of the beliefs, if you will, outside the surface of beliefs that are keeping you stuck? You know, many of you repeat patterns and expect something differently. Why would it show up differently if you're in a pattern? It's called a pattern for a purpose and a reason, right? Ooh, hold on. Ooh, I feel channeling coming. Hold on. Somebody's got something to say. Hold on here. We're going to breathe through this. I'm shifting. Take deep breaths. Drink water. Okay. Because the moment you're experiencing now is the moment you have. And the moment you have is the moment without fear, right? But in the background is all this stuff running, running, running. Let's stop the running. Stop the running. Come into now. Be totally present with you. Oishi ke amata ka mochi ata oishi mi ata oishi oishi amata mochi koya. We are here to release and lift you out of your story. We are here to help you guide and direct your free will into your joyous experience, into your knowing. Oishi ke minata ka oishi ata oishi mi na manai kai. Trust the process to work for your best and highest good. Know that no worry ever comes true in the way that you designed it, and that you've created that worry through magnetism of energy, vibration, like attracts like. So if you're fearing something happening, it's probably going to happen, right? Because you're putting it out there. You're putting that vibration out there that this is going to happen. And then this happens, good, bad, right, or wrong. Universe doesn't care. It just matches that story that you desire. So we want to release the stories. Let the angels, guides, energy, your own breath work, your own body, your own mind release from the deepest, deepest levels, the deepest, deepest levels of being, of you. Let the fear go. Let the worry go. Feel how much lightness comes into you. Expanding your auric field right now. Some of you may feel that pull left to right or front to back. Just let your body go with the feeling. Some of your muscles are releasing. It's been a long time since you felt this free, this light. Even if it's 10% lighter, 2% lighter, the body knows the difference. Fall in love with lightness. Fall in love with joy. Fall in love. And you know, as I'm saying fall, look at that. Some of you are like, fall, huh? Right? Be in it. Allow yourself to be in the energy of joy. Allow yourself to be in the energy of peace. And when you create from there and you experience life from there, what's not present? Fear, anger, all these resistant things. Because that's all they're doing. It's a false protection of the truth of you. And when you're ready to come into your heart center and you learn the truth of you, dis-ease of the body is healed. Because it cannot stay. Because you've aligned. You've aligned into yourself. Values and beliefs are in alignment. No disease can be held in that because you're in truth. You're in balance. And so if you're struggling with disease, mental or physically, there's some things going on. And maybe they're in the background, you're not even aware of it. It could be from the past that you didn't even remember, but you experienced it. And it's feeding on the fear that this may happen, or I'll never be better, or this is just who it is. And settlement happens. Breathe that through. Clearing, clearing, clearing. The light language and soul language is to bypass your conscious mind. Sometimes, yes, a message will come through in English. Sometimes it won't. But the truth is, the soul feels it. The mind knows how to interpret it on a level so deep. Let your energy work for you. Learn commanding the body in a beautiful way. Learning to command energy. Learning to shut off the fear story. In many ways, one technique is, what's the best thing that can happen if this happens? What's the best thing that can happen if this fear comes true? And what's the best thing that can happen if this fear doesn't come true? You're going to start seeing parallels in your story. Like, what? Yeah. Consciously start programming and unprogramming you at the level of consciousness where you are. Don't try to go somewhere you haven't been. Right? Go into what you know. Flow into the now, because that's where it's bubbling up. And right now, if one fear, one worry could bubble up from your belly and come into your heart and then come to the mind, when we're slowing down that process, because I'm showing you how this happens, what would that story be? What would that fear be? There's not enough. Is it lack? Is it fear of being hurt? What is that story? Look at that story and say, is that happening now? No. Look at all the paranoia it just released. Breathe that through your body. Is this story happening now? Is this fear really coming to fruition in this moment? No. No. So in this moment, you have a moment to change the story, to change the fear into peace. Who would I be without this story? What would it feel like if I didn't believe this fear? Ooh, somebody's shoulders are all releasing. Ooh. All right, let it go. Move your body if you need to move your body. Holding that much energy, creating dis-ease and muscle structure, right? Your muscles change. They get tighter and tighter, then your bone structure changes. Your body starts changing. Yeah. Yeah. We just want to be in one piece, one flow, one piece. And yes, life happens, but it's your perspective of how it's happening that's keeping you, whether you're coming from a place of joy, peace, and knowing it's all going to be okay, or if you're coming from the fear-based, worry, crash, worry, self-sabotage. Why can't I get out of this? Because you haven't changed your story. Where's my lifeline? You are the lifeline. Who's going to help me? You're going to help you. Right? Answer it back to you. Answer it back to you. Even if you do sessions with me, you know I put it back on you, because you're the one that can heal yourself. You're the one that can put yourself in the story, in the experience, and how you perceive that experience, and how that experience created through your body, and how you reacted, and how your muscles are reacting. And then, man, once you're out of that story, what happens? Who was that person? Why was I being that crazy? Right? What was I trying not to feel? You cannot not feel. Even when you numb, you're still feeling numb. You're still feeling. So it's a false reality to say that this is going to numb you, this, you no longer have to do this. The thing is, you switch the feeling. You have control of what you're feeling, what you're not feeling. And we're not talking about feeling as in sadness, happiness, those things too. But I'm saying feeling the energy of you, that light worker, that light energy that your intuition guides you through, that your heart interprets to your mind, right? That process. Where are you in that process of trusting you? Because the only thing that's keeping you from the other side of fear is trust and believing that it's okay. It's always okay. Just say that for 3 days. Next 3 days, you can do feedback if you want. I'd love to hear it. But just for the next 3 days, whenever you hear this, whether it's live or recorded, energy still runs, but everything is okay. Everything is always okay. And we're not poo-pooing okay, we're telling the mind we're safe, it's okay. Make it that simple. Make it that neutral. And then just saying that, look how much your body and your spine release. Because somewhere there was a story saying we needed to protect. that cortisol running through your body will slow down because it doesn't think it's in fight or flight mode anymore. It's in peace. Talk to the pineal gland. Learn your body. Give it commands. It knows what to do when you get out of the way of you. Be in awareness. Know that you're always in the presence of you. What's happening in your reality is the mirror of your heart center. It's what you've created. And if you don't like it, change it. Or if you're tired of it, change it. Change your story. Change your story. Change the words that you use. Move your focus off the old relationships. Create in now. What do I want to experience? Don't let life experience you. You experience life. Let it be a balance that you're in it together, that your mind, spirit, and soul are in this flow together. And it's beautiful because it is. And your light shines and you help others through your life, whether you realize it or not. Maybe you show them what to do. Maybe you show them what not to do. It can go in any realm, right? But as you live your life, others, they can watch. It's fine. It's not about judgment. But you're always teaching through you. Remember that. Do you want to teach the story of peace, love, fullness? Or do you want to back that up and be like, oh, you need to work hard. Oh, there's lack. Oh, there's this. That's a whole nother mindset. And you can create that reality as easy as you can create the abundance reality. It's not about labeling and saying, I have this, I am this. It's about being the I am of peace, to release the dis-ease out of the body, to release the fibromyalgia, the anxiety, the heaviness, the breath work, all those things, just to relax into being peace. And maybe you create a peace bubble that you go into and you say, this is my peace. And I operate from here and all this crazy can go on around me. Stop reacting. Stop reacting. When you were playing in your imagination, you were being you in the moment of you. You were not reacting to the sun or to another person. Maybe you're interacting with them, right? But I don't think you could create a story of fight or flight in your imagination. But we do it all the time, right? Because we fear we might be hurt or this or that. Start opening that light. Ask your fears to be revealed to you so that you can know truth for you. As you start healing yourself, and are you getting the message that healing is really free? Yes, there are practitioners on earth to help you. There's people to help you through, and you exchange money or whatever for that. But the truth is, if you sit down with you, you can heal you. Healer, heal thyself. Because it is ultimately between you and you. But the modalities that you use, you believe in, that creates the change. How would I believe that? How would I create that? How would I let go of peace? Ask your body, how does my body let go of fear? How does my body feel peace? Because it is between you and you. And on the other side of fear, the whole life of joy and experiences that you came here to create and play in. Go play in them now. And when you step back into fear, recognize it. And step out. No judgment, no shame, no guilt. Just step back out. Wait, that's fear. Ooh, put me back in peace. Stop creating that story. Start creating this story. Your stories create your realities. You're the author. If you want to hold peace the rest of your life, you can. If you want to hold peace the rest of your life, you can. Nothing in between. Go play. Go imagine. Go create. I'm here for you. JanielleHuff.com. You're welcome to call, schedule your appointments, whatever you need. I'm here for you. Join me on this journey. Enjoy your new timelines. Enjoy the peace that you're feeling here. You're welcome to replay this if you want to go back through it. It just goes deeper and deeper each time. Share it with others. But right now, my friend, look at the smile on your face. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.